Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?
Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will forgive the wickedness, and remember there is no more sin. Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will forgive their wickedness, and remember their sin no more. I'm going to say that one more time. Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will forgive their wickedness, and will remember their sins no more. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We're just excited about what God is going to do on this morning in this hour, in this time, these next 2 hours that we're with you guys on this morning. Just to remember that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And there is purpose down in each and every last one of you under the sound of my voice on this morning. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so very much for that. Again, my name is Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited. Amen. We're just excited about what God has to say in this hour and in this time. Right now, what we're going through and going into, God is doing a magnificent, wonderful, and awesome thing on today. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, God, your guidance on today, God, your peace, your hope, your joy, your strength, God, your wisdom, God, the ability to stand and to withstand all those things that are coming against our life. Father, we thank you for health, life, and strength. Father, we realize that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for putting purpose down on the inside of us, because we realize, God, that if you had not dropped your purpose in our life, God, we don't know what direction we will be going in. So we thank you for strength. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for wisdom. And we thank you for power. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, our prayer this morning, God. God, that you would touch them in a significant way. God, whatever the issues or circumstances that they may be going through, gracious Master, we pray, God, that you would go in, God, and quiet the chaos in their minds, God. Stop the noise and pestilence that's speaking in their ear, God, and whatever it is that's over their hearts that's keeping them from feeling your presence. Father, our prayer, God, as you remove that thing from them, God, you work down on the inside of them. Give them the ability, Father God, God, to stand not only just in you, but God, stand for you. God, we thank you for wisdom and power, God, in this thing, God, that they are able to withstand and to stand in this thing. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in and being a partner with us on this morning and taking in with us your first fruit on this morning, which is praise and worship and just acknowledging and praising God on this morning and sharing on this morning with us your first fruit. We're just excited that you would do that, and we're just grateful that you would do that on this morning. Listen. Let us acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so much for being a part of the broadcast, that you guys would listen in and tune in. We don't know the hours or the time that you guys are tuning in, but we thank you for taking out that time to take a break from your day to get these 2 hours of praise and worship and inspiration and empowerment and blessings and peace and joy, whatever it may be, whatever you may need. For that day, we pray that this broadcast bring it to you, your lab, or whatever it is that you need on this morning. Listen, I have my PSA I do every morning, and I just want to let you guys know I am just excited to see the change that God is doing in some parts of the country. But we don't want to stop praying. Amen. We don't want to stop praying. There are some shifts. There are some transitions that's happening. There are some trends that's happening. There are some things that's happening because of our prayers. Because of our prayers. I was just scrolling through social media. I don't do social media that often, but when I scroll through social media, I try to look for the positive things. And I actually found a group of people that was sitting in the airport that was actually singing and worshiping and praising God. In an airport, praising and singing and worshiping God. And the man of God that was leading worship, after he led worship, He turned around and he gave the invitation to Christ. I was so blessed by seeing that. He said, anybody in here that wants to receive Christ that does not have Christ. He said, just lift up your hands, lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. He said, if you're anything, if you don't want to acknowledge in this crowd of people, he said, just lift your hearts up. He said, lift up your hearts and let God become your Lord and your Savior. And he began to lead them in the sinner's prayer. And I was thanking God. And I said, God, I said, this is what we've been praying for. This is what we've been calling on your name for. This is what we've been acknowledging you for. This is what we've been calling on the great name of Jesus to come in and bombard the lives of those that have holy boldness to speak out. So we are just excited about what God is doing. You know, even though we do know that there are others that are experiencing some things, but there is a side of joy to this as well. Amen. That's a side of joy to this as well. So we're thankful for what God is doing in this hour. We're thankful for how he's moving by his power and by his strength. But listen, we have to continue to stay in that gear. We cannot give up. We need to keep on pushing until to see what the end's going to be. Amen. We got to push until see what the end's going to be. My grandmother used to say that. She said, I'm just going to run on to see what the end's going to be. Amen. Sometimes you just got to keep on running. You don't always know what the destination you're going to get to at the end of it. You may not know because of all of the things that's going on in your life, but know that you got to keep on running to see just to see what the end is going to be. Amen. I am just so grateful and so excited and so thankful just to experience that. So my PSA this morning for you guys is keep on praying. Let us not stop praying for all our countries that are in those positions, in those places. Now, we had already shared about how the countries that we're in, some of the countries that we're in, this is a taboo thing for them. We've shared this for so many times. About how the lives are in jeopardy. Their lives are threatened. Their lives are at risk for worshiping and praising and calling on the name of Jesus. We just already shared that with you guys. And what we want to let you know that we are praying for you. We're interceding. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you guys. And we know that God is changing some things. God is stepping in, and he is moving by his power and by his strength. We see the things that God is doing. We see the lives and how the mindsets of the people and how things are changing because we are sitting and interceding and praying and calling on the name of the Lord for those that are in positions and places where they need the Lord to move. Amen? Amen. That is my PSA for this morning. You guys, remember always pray and never faint. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Pray and don't faint. I know sometimes that this road can get rough. I know sometimes this road can get tough. I know sometimes that the tears that we cry can be just a little bit overwhelming. But can I be the bearer of good news for some and the strength for others and be the dispeller of myths for others? Because you're going to keep on pushing. The devil is going to keep on pushing. But you have to keep on standing. No matter what he may have in store for you. Because he's always got a plan. But always remember that God has a plan too. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. So God has a plan. We just got to hold on and wait and let him be God and be God all by himself. Amen. Amen. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see some victorious people. Party happy, but I got away.
Come on. I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
You've been better than good to me. I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes, and I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way. Oh God, you made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been so good. Everybody lift your voice, say,
so good.
Within me, bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign and you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say,
God, I
won't be overwhelmed.
I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision.
Give me vision.
To see things like you do.
Like you do.
Say, God, I look to you.
God, I look to you.
You're where my help comes from.
You're where my help comes from.
Say, give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
You know just what to do. Just what to do, you know just what to do, you know just what to do. Everybody say, I will love you. Forever, my grace, hallelujah. Can we say that?
together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Forever.
Raise that again, everybody say
hallelujah.
heartache and pain. Still love the clarity, I made it through. Yeah, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still lost. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of God, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring
that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and a major cost,
but I never lost.
all of us to lose.
Welcome back. Welcome back to World Gospel Connection. We're your hostess, Pastor Dale Douglas Sr., and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining in on this morning. We hope that some of the songs that we were playing this morning gave you some encouragement on this morning. Just wanted to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at today, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we go through our storms, we go through our rains, we go through the heartaches and the pains, and we get in those places, in those times, to where life sometimes get a little bit difficult, but we know that he is able to see us through. You know, so glad I made it as one of my favorite songs that Marvin Sapp sings, because it gives us the hope that no matter where we may find ourselves at, you know, we're just be glad that we made it. We made it through. We've had some hard times. We've had some difficult times. We've had some complicated times, but God has made a way out of no way. He's shown himself faithful. He's shown himself just. He's shown himself kind. He's shown himself loving. He's shown himself to be the one that will guide us through all of our storms and all of our rains. The only thing we have to do is just allow him to be God and be God all by himself. And sometimes the road don't always be a straight road. I've experienced this myself, that the road is not always a straight road. Sometimes there are some curves and some turns and some cuts in the road that we have to travel. Sometimes there are some pitfalls in life that we go through. And because of those pitfalls that we go through life, it doesn't disqualify us because we hit a pitfall. It doesn't disqualify us because we didn't always hit the mark. It doesn't disqualify us because we didn't hit the ideology that someone else has had. It don't disqualify us because we don't always fit that cookie cutter mentality that people have. It don't disqualify us because we don't sit in that realm or in that mindset or in that shape that those other people sit in. It don't disqualify us because we don't always have that same mentality that they have. It's okay, because God has designed us to be, watch here, individually made. God has individually made us, and because we are individually made, we're going to go through some storms. We're going to go through some rain. We're going to go through some heartache. We're going to go through some pain. We're going to go through some times when we don't understand. We're going to go through some times when we don't always have the right mentality when we go through what we go through. But know this, people of God. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I know sometimes, even for myself, it gets hard. It gets difficult. It gets complicated. But the one thing that I'm learning, people of God, this is what I'm learning. I'm learning to keep my head toward heaven. I'm learning to keep my face turned toward heaven. I'm learning to keep my mentality and my mindset turned toward heaven, because I know that if I keep my head and my mentality turned toward heaven, that he will hear me. He will hear my plea, because I am going to take myself and I'm going to put myself in that place. I'm going to say, okay, God, here I am. Use me, send me, Lord. Do what you got to do. Because a lot of times, people, God, what we wind up doing, we wind up missing the mark. We wind up missing hearing what God is saying. We wind up missing the opportunity that we have to move forward in what God is saying, because of the simple fact that the storms that we go through, the trials and tribulations that we go through, the heartache and the pains that we go through, the disappointments and times in our life that we go through, the stumbles and the falls that we go through, the breakdowns and the breakouts that we go through. But God has always had a plan. The Bible says it like this. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Yeah, we're going to have those days when we don't understand. We're going to have those days when we're going to have some crying days. Yeah, we're going to have days when we don't always understand why we where we are. We're going to have those days to where we're not going to understand why that person walked out of our life, why that person left us, why that person said what they said, what was I not good enough? Did I not do something right? Was it me? Was it something that I said or something I've done? Was it something that I was supposed to do that I didn't do? Was it a spot in my life or a time in my life where I needed to be silent, but I spoke out and I said something? It's always going to be something that's going to be trying to keep you from seeing the direction that God wants you to go in. But let me help you to your happy place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. God already knew when you got to the place that you are that you were going to be right here. Oh, Lord, here we go. You're going to put me in this place right now. God already knew he was going to put you in that place. God already knew that you were going to be in this time to where you were going to need him to speak to your spirit, speak to your inward man, speak to your inward parts, and tell you it's going to be okay. He knew it was going to be a time where you needed to hear the words that come out of his mouth, the words that come out of the mouth of the preacher, the words that have come out of the mouth of the pastor, the words that have come out of the mouth, watch the other, complete and total stranger, to let you know that, hey, you know what, you may be going through this thing right now, but God has a plan in store for you. It is working for your good. The Bible says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. I love that scripture because it does not put a specific thing in place to say, okay, a breakdown is going to work for you. It didn't say that your tear plate is going to work for you. It didn't say that your heartache was going to work for you. It didn't say that your loss was going to work for you. It didn't say just your physical situation was going to work for you. Your financial breakdown was going to work for you. He said all things. So that means that sometimes some stuff going to go hand. Oh, Lord. Sometimes stuff going to go hand in hand. You're going to have an experience in life to where it's going to seem like it's a chain reaction. Oh, Lord. It's going to seem like it was a train wreck in your life because everything is going to be lined up and going to be hitting you all at the same time. You're going to lose, oh, Lord, here we go. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your wife. You're going to lose the respect of others. You're going to lose your health. You're going to lose. But watch the shift. Know that even in these things that you have lost, know that God is still in control. He's still working behind the scenes. It may not seem like it. Hallelujah. It may not feel like it. You may not understand it. You may not even know why. But can I be the blessing? Can I help you to your, can I push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right quick? Can I give you hope in your time of hopelessness? Can I give you strength in your time of weakness? Can I give you joy in your time of sorrow? Even though you're in that place, know that God had already designed and operated and orchestrated a way out. There is no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape. When we read that passage of Scripture, we tend to look at it in the contents as if we are imprisoned or there is a temptation or there is an issue that's going on in our life. But that word, that content in that text, that word when it says made a way of escape, that phrase there was saying there is no temptation known unto man that God has not made a way of escape. He's saying that in that content of that text, he's saying there is nothing that you go through that I cannot help you through. Come on here, preacher. Teach the message then this morning. Teach them. Come on in here, teacher. It says that he has not made, there's no temptation known unto man that he has not made an escape for. So this lets me know that this telling me that there ain't nothing that you didn't went through because he didn't been in this physical body. Mm-hmm. He didn't experience loss. He didn't experience, come here, let's talk. When he was in this body, when he was in this flesh and blood, that was the purpose of him coming down into heaven. That was his purpose for coming down from heaven into this body. That was why he went through the birth canal and went through and being in Mary's womb for 9 months and being inside of Mary's womb for 9 months and going through the adolescence of life because we wanted to experience the entire duration of life. And he was here for 33 years on this earth. And in those 33 years, he had to fast forward some things in his life so he can come here, so he can get to the place to where, watch this, he can experience everything that we went through. So he said, there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. We have to understand that he overcame these things. He overcame these things so we can overcome these things. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is God was our original template.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was our original template. Jesus came down here on the earth to be our original template so we could see that regardless of what we go through in this life, yes, God, thank you, Holy Ghost, he is the original template. He came down to make sure that we understood that even though we may be experiencing what we are experiencing and going through what we're going through, at the end of the day, he is yet life, and life more abundantly. Can't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Don't lose strength. Don't lose joy. Don't get caught in a place to watch this here that was intended to be a temporary place. Come here, let's talk about temporary. We miss the mark because we're looking at a temporary situation and we have turned it into a lifestyle. We have looked at a thing that was designed to be a season, and we didn't turn it to a 365-day event. We have took a thing that was designed to only last for a short period of time, something that was supposed to be temporary, and we have turned it into a permanent place. God gave me this revelation a while back. He gave me this revelation a while back, and what the revelation was, it was a revelation about taking on a temp job, and the taking on of the temp job, what winds up happening is you're in a temp job. The job is not designed for you to be there permanently. The job is not designed for you to be there forever. It is a temp job. You have an assignment. And because we have an assignment, we cannot allow ourselves to be caught up by what's surrounding the assignment. And miss, watch the words that come out of my mouth next, and miss the move of God, the transitions of God, and watch this here, the power of God, because we're looking at what we see around us. Because it's not supposed to be designed for us to go in and stay there and mark time and build camp. This thing with the hell, oh Lord, this thing was a setup. Oh, Lord, this thing was a setup. God set this thing up so that you can go through what you went through and become better at who you, watch this, who you supposed to be in him. Every day of your life was a setup by God. Even though let me tell you something. Even though we sometimes make the mistakes and we wind up being in places longer than we were supposed to because we are weak. We operate out of place or out of timing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We operate out of the timing of God. See, the beautiful thing about God is like a good Timex watch. I ain't talking about the digital Timex. I'm talking about a good Timex watch, a good watch that has those inner working parts. And if you look at a watchmaker, God gave me a revelation once before, a couple of years ago, about the watchmaker, how the watchmaker deals with all the small minute parts of making a watch. It has the springs, and it has the the dials and has the wheels that connect with the certain parts of the wheel. They have those little hatch marks, and they have to connect. And they, in order for them to be in time, the watchmaker has to set the watch according to a certain dial, and he has to set back, and he has to look at this watch, and he has to make sure all the intricate parts are put together exactly right. So because when one strikes on one side, the other has to strike on that other side, and there's a little latch that comes up and goes down and comes up and goes down, and it allows the turning of the watch to move. And when that watch is ticking and moving and going and moving, we got to be careful that we don't miss. Watch this. We don't miss what God is doing in that hour and in that time, because we'll wind up missing what he's saying. And when we miss what he's saying, we'll sit there and we'll cause ourselves to miss the opportunity of what God is saying in our life. Because watch this. We're not letting him work behind the scenes. We're trying to operate too quickly. And watch this. We're not ready yet. We want to be in time, and we want to be in time and on time, but we don't want to be in the timing of God. Oh Lord, have mercy. Let me say that again. That bless somebody. So we want to be in time and on time, but we don't want to be in the timing of God. A lot of times, Holy Ghost, you're messing with him real bad. You're messing with him real bad earlier this morning. Sometimes we can be off kilter, we can be off task. We can be in the right classroom, getting the right teaching, but we can be off task. How many of y'all teachers that's out there that is listening to this under the sound of my voice? You got that one student, my God, today. He's in class. He's getting the teaching that he needs, but he's off task. Everything you're teaching him is nothing complicated or difficult. You're teaching him, and you're giving him what he needs, and you're putting into his hearing what he needs to hear and what he needs to comprehend and what he needs to see and how he needs to operate in it. But then he's off task. And that's what happens in this thing when we're in the timing and we're not in the timing of God. We're in the right place. We're on time, but we're not in the timing of God. And see, that's one of the most difficult places for us to be at, because we think we're operating. Come here, let me talk to you real good this morning. Let me help you to your blessed place. That's how many churches are missing the shifting in God, simply because we're in the right place, but we're in the wrong timing. And guess what we end up doing? We end up putting ourselves in a place to where it was not designed, number one, for us to be there. It was not designed for us to be there, number one. Number two, it was not designed for us to be operating in the magnitude that they were operating in. So we didn't mess around there, and we're operating in a place or in a gifting, watch this here, that's not designed for the place that we're in. And then a lot of times what we wind up doing when we do that, let me bless you to your blessed place. That's how people's hearts and minds turn. That's how people's hearts and minds turn. That's how situations and circumstances wind up being the wrong mentality when it comes to certain things. Because watch this here, they're operating in a gifting with a group of people, watch this here, that's not ready to receive that. It's not that they're doing it on purpose. I have to be honest with you. I don't think that they're doing it on purpose. I think what it is just the mentality and the mindset that they're missing They're missing that shift. They're out of the timing. And see, we can be on the time with the drummer when the drummer hit that do 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 do. We can get it. We can get our shout on. We all in that. We own that timing with that drummer. We own that timing with that organ. We own that timing with the preacher, said that preacher, but we can be out of the timing of God. Ask me how I know. Hello. God bless you. And keep you is my prayer. Because I was out of time of God. I had to ask God. I said, okay, God, I'm moving out of timing with you. What do I need to do? See, when you realize that you're out of the timing of God, if you pray and ask God to put you back on the timing with him, I promise you, he'll put you back on the timing with him. All it is a simple request. Lord, listen, I am operating out of completely. Sometimes we can be operating on cruise control and don't even realize we operate on cruise control. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We can be operating on cruise control. We can be just riding down the road. We can just be on our little old journey. And completely and totally off task. Completely and totally off out of the time of God. But he's speaking. And he's calling us into the position in the place. Okay, God, let me get back in my place. Let me get right back into the place where I need to be in. So I don't miss what you're saying and miss what you're doing. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We will be right back.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
And come to our rescue. Death, hell, and the
can't hear y'all. Everybody say.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to let you guys know it's important that we don't lose hope. It's important we don't lose heart. It's important that we don't lose our push, our drive on this morning. You know, we may be in a difficult place in our life, but the one thing we have to realize is that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, and let him guide us and meet us in our most desperate places. Today, we shared this Overcomer Scripture with you with the heart and the mind that you would hear in this hour, the voice of God and what God is saying to you in this hour, that it's time for you to transition back into the place where you need to be. And I understand that sometimes difficult places, difficult situations, difficult circumstances, difficult things may happen in our life, but we cannot give up. We cannot give in. We cannot throw in the towel. We cannot say we quit. Because a lot of times we'll stumble and we'll fall and we'll wind up giving up and giving in and throwing in the towel too early. Because God has a plan for our life. He has some things orchestrated and set up for our life. And because he has these things orchestrated and set up for our life, we have to understand that he is moving by his power and by his strength. You know, we just have to hold on and let him be God and be God all by himself. Amen. So I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer. And the prayer that I'm going to pray is going to be a very simple prayer. It's not going to be a complicated prayer. It's not going to be a complex prayer at all. It's going to be a prayer that we're going to pray together, and we're going to intercede for one another. I'm going to intercede for you, that as we intercede for you and pray for you, that you receive this prayer and you receive the relationship of God in your life. Amen. Amen. And that you would turn your heart and turn your mind over to the Lord. And that way he'll be able to get you to the place where you need to be. And that is in a place of safety, in a place of salvation. Amen. This is our desire, to get you into a place of salvation. Amen. So if you would, those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me. And we're going to pray. And I want you to just to receive it. Just open up your hearts and receive it. And give your life over to the Lord as we pray. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these vessels, God, that are under the sound of our voice today. God, our prayer today is, God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, we understand that every situation or circumstances is not always ideal. God, things are not always the way we would desire for them to be. But, Father, we understand and know, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And, Father, that you are able to see them through whatever trial or tribulation it is that they may be experiencing. God, we know that you are a God that hears, sees, knows, and is all. So we trust you, Father God, beyond what we see. But we realize the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And in this eternal place in you, my gracious Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the opening of our eyes, opening up our hearts, opening up our minds, God, opening up our spirit, God, that we're able to see you and know who you are and know where you are and know what you're doing in this hour in our life. Father, we trust you beyond what we see. Father, the prayer that we pray today, God, is for those that are in the place, God, that desire to be closer and be closer in you. God, our prayer, God, is that they lend their hearts to you on this morning, God. God, your word tells them, your word says, your word told them, that said and spoke these to them, it says that to confess you with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you were raised from the dead and that they will be saved. Father, that is our prayer. We hope that they would take this into their hearts right now and receive this unto themselves, God, that they will walk complete and whole in you, O God, and that they'll know that all things are working together for their good. And God, that you are being displayed right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, to be the hope and the power and the drive within. God, that they're able to stand not just strong, but stand firm in who you are and whose they are in you. God, we thank you for everything being made well. We thank you for every situation being turned. And we thank you for their hearts being fulfilled and their minds being set on you. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go into our prayer for those who have submitted their prayer request into the media sites that are available. We'll mention those media sites after the prayer. But we're going to go ahead and pray for those who have submitted their prayer request. Those of y'all who have not had an opportunity to submit your prayer request, please do so after we get through praying. We will give you those media sites to put your prayer request in. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those, God, who have submitted their prayer request. God, we understand and know, God, that you are a healer. You are a mind regulator. God, you are a heart fixer. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Only thing we have to do is just trust you beyond what we see. For we realize that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. We understand that you are eternal, God. And in your eternity, oh God, you're able to move by your power and by your strength. You're able to do great things, God. God, so no matter what their situation or circumstance may be, God, let them know, God, that you are able, God, to do what you said you were going to do, and that is be God and be bigger in their life. God, we thank you for testimonies, God, and we thank you for, God, deliverance and hope and peace, God, in every place, God. God, we thank you for the revelation of your word. We thank you for the strengthening of your word. We thank you for the empowerment of your word. God, we thank you for grace that shall, will, and must abide in every life, God, under the sound of our voices today. God, we thank you for touching, God, and moving, God, every situation and circumstance God, and making that thing work for their good, God, no matter what it may be. God, we pray for that. We pray for those, God, that are in positions and places of rule, oh God. We pray for every senator, every judge, God. We pray for police officers and first responders, our paramedics, our nurses, our doctors, Lord God. We pray for our preachers and pastors, God, and our apostles and bishops and ministers, God, and missionaries across this country, God. We pray that you would touch them and keep them in your good graces, into your grace, God. And keep them into the hollows of their hand, oh God. God, as they go through the trials and tribulations of this life, God, that you're there to speak life and life more abundantly to them, through them, and for them. God, let them know that no matter how or where they may find themselves, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. The only thing they have to do is just trust you beyond what they see. For Lord, let them know that the thing that is seen is temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. And the eternal graces of who you are, Father, you are able to move by your power and by your strength. And you will, God. God, be the hope that lies within, no matter where they may find themselves at. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, is our prayer. God, we thank you, Father God, for just being the strength that they need to be the overcomer. God, to overcome the thing, God, that has been sent to try to overcome them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so much. We thank you for joining us on this morning. Being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we hope that these last 2 hours have been 2 hours of the best days of your life. Maybe there was something that was said. Maybe a song was prayed. Maybe a song was singing. Maybe a prayer was prayed. Maybe that was something that when you came on, it gave you the relief that you needed. Amen. We hope that this found you in a good place. We hope that this found you in a place of joy and a place of peace. Amen. We hope that everything works out well, not only just for you, but works out well with you. Amen. Is our prayer. We know that God has a way of making all things work together for the good of them who love him and who are called according to his purpose. And we thank you for doing that for us, gracious Master. And for those of you all who would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so by going to your Cash App and go to $WGC2020. That's WGC2020. $WGC2020. We're asking that if you would sow a seed of $25, those of you all who can, those of you all who cannot, if you just whatever seed you would like to sow, we will receive it and believe, and we will believe and pray with you guys that the seed that you sow shall be increased to you. We believe that this is good fertile ground. This is not just some kind of half step situation. We actually take those seeds and we help the homeless, and we do things with those seeds as you sow to make sure that we are operating in the stewardship of that seed that God has blessed us to be able to receive. Amen. That's what we do, and that is our prayer, that when you sow your seed, that you are able to be partakers of that we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You guys can also use that same Cash App to purchase the Worldwide Gospel t-shirts, as well as the Abba House International t-shirts. You can purchase those t-shirts as well. Amen. You can purchase those t-shirts as well. Also, guys, I forgot. I apologize, but we didn't give those three keys. We didn't get the three keys after the prayer, after our prayer. Please forgive me. Please forgive me that we didn't get those three keys. We'll get those three keys after we get done with these parts of the announcement. But as well as those of you all who are looking for a Bath experience, remember that Calgon Take Me Away moment. Please contact Lady Douglas through her email, which is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. She also has what? She also has handkerchiefs now. That's right. That's right. She also has handkerchiefs. Those of you all, you can go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can look there as well, and you can see the handkerchiefs that she has available as well. Some very beautiful handkerchiefs. There are $15, if I'm not mistaken. You can go there, and you could also call or text You can also call or text. That number is 346-381-8751. You can call or text 346-381-8751. You can call that number, or you can go again to CoreGiftTheGifts34@gmail.com. You can go there and you can submit your request there as well. You can also submit your request for those there for the handkerchiefs as well. You can go to CoreGiftTheGifts Facebook page. You can go there and you can see the handkerchiefs. Is that on there yet? Okay. She hasn't said to put them on there yet, but those handkerchiefs are available. You can contact her through those through the telephone and through that email to purchase or to just get information about the bath bombs and the handkerchiefs as well. And again, guys, we thank you so very much for tuning in and joining in on this morning. Lady Douglas is going to share those three keys that we share with you every morning, and then we're just going to close out the broadcast.
Amen, amen. First, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. You can go visit some church homes, or you can go online. Remember, you're also welcome to come join in the Abba House International on Facebook Live at 10:15 on Sundays. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. You must make sure you listen and ask God to show you where to go. Again, find you a Bible, a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are walking in that word.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so much again for listening in and tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember that today there ain't nothing that you're going to go through that God cannot help you through, no matter what your situation or circumstance. God has a plan for your life. Know that he has a plan for you. The Bible says, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Amen. So hang in there, hold on, keep on fighting a good fight of faith, and know that God will bring you through. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. And remember, we love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
you, God. Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough.
Blow my mind.